Everybody knew the riots were coming, but nobody knew how stupid they would be, as of course Minneapolis was going to shut down.
Say it clear!
Say it louder! Say it clear!
Immigrants are welcome here!
Immigrants are welcome here!
Essentially building another autonomous zone just shows how little they knew about the last one, where their magic space away from law enforcement just resulted in several women being S.A. Four separate shootings in 10 days, including two black kids getting popped by the Chaz security, with one of them losing their life. BLM seemed oddly silent about that tragedy, so of course they think a second attempt at an autonomous zone will work, but these protests range from being silly to straight up sacrificing themselves for the cause.
You following us, interfering with us, honking your horn, blocking our cars, you have a very high probability of making a really bad decision and being arrested today, okay?
I think I'm making exactly the right decision.
Oh, then why are you giving her a warning?
I'm giving her a warning to not interfere with what we're doing, to not make a bad decision today and ruin your life.
Well, bad decisions.
Okay, thank you.
That's funny coming from you.
Okay, alrighty.
She's literally recreating the same exact scenario she's protesting, but the smug look on her face makes me think, at least to her, the tragedy of the initial shooting was a success, and she wants this to happen. But securing yourself and your loved ones is apparently beyond their comprehension.
I don't want to open the door if they don't have a warrant. Because this was my DoorDash lady. I don't even know the lady, she just ran to my house.
Alright.
I have a baby here. Like, I really don't know what to do. I'll open the door if the police, you know, say that I have to open the door, but like, I don't know what to do. This lady just was shot yesterday. Now I ordered fucking food and there's people outside my fucking house.
Cheyenne, I'm on my way, okay? Alright.
What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I'm so scared. James, come downstairs.
Cheyenne?
Simultaneously demanding the credentials of who you openly admit, or federal agents, but not the random unknown person that burst into your home, hiding by your baby, is peak levels of brainwashing. Thinking the feds are more dangerous than a fugitive, all because the lies they told you about an innocent lady just dropping off her kids at school, getting confused, trying to drive away, only to get shot in the face. Except the cops' camera shows they knew they were feds. Were there specifically to block and antagonize them, then skidded out right into the ICE agent, but the mainstream media told them otherwise. Which sadly results in a lady being more afraid of ICE than a stranger bursting into her home, but this newly surfaced video won't change their minds as they continue to move the goalpost.
That stands out to me is the question that was just brought up. Why is this person filming?
Strange how the demand for body-worn cameras has suddenly pivoted to, well, now you need a reason to record an interaction, because now that the evidence shows she drove into him at the command of her wife, who later admitted it was her fault, now Mayor Frey has to downplay the attack.
Donald Trump said that Renee ran the ICE agent over. Don't take my word for it. Don't take their word for it. Watch the video from every single angle. I mean, the ICE agent walked away with a hip injury that he might as well have gotten from closing a refrigerator door with his hips. He was not injured. I've seen worse injuries from doing that.
Which is more evidence they don't want objectivity when they already made up their mind about the situation and will always find backwards rationalization to support their opinion. With their supporters doing the same, already raising $1.5 million for her left-behind family. And again, I too wish she was alive, especially in such a senseless incident like blocking ICE with your vehicles that has been proven to do absolutely nothing to stop deportations. But it's insane to think a woman can shout, "Drive, baby, drive," resulting in her wife losing her life, then get to become a millionaire on the other side, all because leftists can propagate lies around why. As we keep seeing images like this on the right, of that guy that get pepperballed in the face, conveniently omitting he was grabbing the gun. With hyper-left Reddits doing their best to suppress inconvenient facts. And all this does is promote more protests and become angry riots, causing more senseless loss of life. They know this, they don't care, so now we're seeing 24-hour civil unrest across the country.
Step back! She hit a vehicle. Get her back.
Get her back.
And this riot season will likely be much more mild for a variety of reasons. The snow outside stops slacktivists from showing up. Trump is in office, so the Fed charges will be much more swift and stronger. And without USAID, there's no funding mysteriously organizing everybody. As in LA, the guys allegedly on the same side are fist fighting.
People are fucking getting killed by ICE, and you want to come out here doing your fucking little opportunity trying to fundraise, trying to get people to vote for you. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Anger boiling over outside the federal building in downtown LA.
Punched me in the face. I don't know. There was like a little bit of a, there was a little scuffle. I was trying to break things up, and then all of a sudden I just got hit in the face.
As a left always eventually eats itself, I just don't think we've seen it happen this fast. But at least in some cities, they have certain idiots willing to sacrifice themselves.
He's been laughing. Sorry, yeah. I need you to have a white person near you so they can beat me up first.
If anything, I'm going to be the first one, not you.
No, throw me in front. I have really good insurance.
Okay, I'm going to be recording here, okay?
The brainwashing has to be insanely strong to get these idiots to say, let me be your human shield because I have health insurance, thinking it makes them look courageous, not idiotic. But their stupidity keeps getting worse.
Shooting her in the face like that after she drops her kid off at school, we have to show up with guns. We have to. There's no other way around it. I don't care if I don't have a Minnesota carry permit. I'm unarmed right now, but this is the last time I show up to face these guys without a weapon.
This guy's going to land himself in prison, hopefully without anybody getting hurt. But again, the brainwashing has to be at cult levels for him to openly admit, on camera, I'm gonna commit a felony, and the only thing worse than a useful idiot on the street saying this is Philadelphia sheriffs saying arguably worse.
Let note that law enforcement professionals, real ones, not the fake made-up ICE, probably trumps a new army to attack citizens of the United States. Did you hear what I said? Mm-hmm. No law enforcement professional wears a mask. None. If any of them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. Nobody will whisk you off. You don't want this smoke. Because we will bring it to you. And the fake, whatever they call them, because I can't say the name, but the criminal in the White House would not be able to keep you from going to jail.
For her to claim real cops don't wear masks makes me think she has little to zero street experience. But here she is, the sheriff, essentially suggesting civil war. And the only thing worse than local law enforcement facing off with the feds is the kids. Where disgraced Governor Walz has already shut down the public schools, not even with remote learning. Which makes absolutely zero sense unless you want them with nothing better to do than be in the streets protesting on behalf of Tim Walz's cause. And that's exactly what's happening with parents coordinating where to bring their kids. It's incredibly dangerous for them to be there, and the incident they're protesting proves it. But yet the entire system, from the liberal media obstructing the truth, the politicians closing schools, to the parents putting the narrative over their own kids' safety. They're basically begging for another tragedy to use against the orange man for enforcing border laws, as I honestly think this is just to force a sort of civil war in Minnesota, not to protect random moms dropping off their kids at school, but to protect the politicians that I believe are likely implicated in this $1 billion fraud about to surface.